Game 2 of the Subway Series Tuesday in the Bronx. It's also a special night with Sonny Gray making his home Yankee debut. He's got a 1-0 lead as Jacoby Ellsbury steps to the plate.
The pitch, tag deep in the air, right field. Back to the wall, it's gone. A tracer, barely out. But it is out. A two-out home run for Jacoby Ellsbury. Second in his career against DeGrom. And it's now the Yankees 3 and the Mets nothing.
The 0-2 on the way, swung on and missed, strike three. And if he's going to keep going after it there, the pitchers are going to keep throwing it there. And that's exactly what Gray did. Three straight sliders down and away. And Rosario is punched out for the second time. Here's the 1-2 to Lagares. Swung on and missed, strike three. Gray gets him with a slider, side retired. Five strikeouts for Sonny Gray. The Mets go in order, middle of the fifth. It's the Yankees 3 and the Mets nothing.
1-0 is blasted in the air deep to left field. That ball has a chance to go. Hicks at the wall, leaping, and he did not get it. It's a home run. The very first in the big leagues for Dominic Smith. The Mets are right back in the game. It is 4-2.
Yankees 5, Mets 2, 1-out top of the ninth. Chapman delivers. Swinging a high fly ball, well hit right center. Going back, Ellsbury onto the track at the wall. It's gone! How about that one? Ahmed Rosario hits his second major league home run. He takes Aroldis Chapman out to right center field behind the auxiliary scoreboard, and we've got a one-run game. Rosario's second big league homer, a two-run shot. The Yankees' lead is cut to 5-4. 1-2 the count. Chapman delivers. Fastball chopped to the right side. Backhanded by the first baseman, Headley leads Chapman to the bag in time, and the ball game is over. So the Mets get a two-run homer in the ninth inning from Ahmed Rosario to come within a run, but they get no closer, and the Yankees have won both games at Yankee Stadium in this year's installment of the Subway Series, which now moves to Citi Field for two games.
The Mets fall for the second straight night to the Yankees in the Bronx in the Subway Series. Final score on Tuesday is 5-4. After the game, here's Met manager Terry Collins.
It might be a combination of both. You know, when you look up and he's got two strikeouts, and yet he's got his pitch counts really down. He's pitching, you know, he's probably using more of his secondary pitches than his, mainly his fastball. He can pitch and keeps you in the games. And that's exactly, one of the things that I think makes him special. And the nights he's electric, it's easy. The other nights he just battles you like he did tonight. I mean, he competed and kept us in the game and got us deep into a game. So, and in this park, as you saw, hey, anything can happen. You know, there was a lot of bloops and blasts tonight. Yeah, I think it's great. You can't have a better scenario, I don't think, for young players' development than put them in pressure situations. You know, I believe that at any level. You know, when there's a time when, they need to be challenged, and when they come up here, you need to challenge them with big opportunities like tonight.
Tuesday's loss saw rookie first baseman Dominic Smith connect for his first career home run. It was a two-run shot that came to the opposite field in the seventh inning, and he talks about his special moment.
Good. It felt good, it just felt like a big weight is lifted off your shoulders. You feel good that you're able to contribute.
Is it difficult at all in this park when you see that short porch to stick with your approach, the approach that got you here, and just take what the pitcher gives you, and you did in that spot?
Definitely. It definitely is. You see 314 on the line, and that's pretty much what I was doing the first game and a half. Mm-hmm. I was pulling off a pitcher on the lumber because I didn't see that short porch, and just trying to do too much. And then and I laughed at that. I was more patient, more calm, and like you said, I went back to what got me here. So I thought I just tried to take what he gave me, and I didn't try to do too much.
Jacob DeGrom took the loss. Despite lasting 7 3rd innings, he gave up 9 hits and 5 runs, and talks about his start.
Three balls hit hard. The rest were just out of the reach of somebody. So they did a good job of hitting my mistakes and then hitting some good pitches where people weren't. So, they just did a good job and they beat me tonight.
So overall, did you feel pretty good about yourself then?
I felt all right. I would like some of those to go to people, but just didn't happen.
The series shifts to Citi Field on Wednesday night. Robert Gazelman takes the mound against Jaime Garcia of the Yankees.